The Redskins finished strong. The Nats came one game short. The Caps have been one of the hottest teams in the country. But with all those factors, is D.C. finally a major sports hub on all fronts? Earlier, I talked about the state of the sports union in D.C. The WTOP sports reporters George Wallace and Jonathan Warner. I began by asking, is this city finally an all-around sports capital?
I think we've always been a sports city, although we've always been a Redskins city first. I think this also could be a good basketball city if we could only get a good basketball team. It has proven over the last 6-7 years that this can be a hockey town as well. And now with the Nationals here since 2005, baseball is finally becoming popular as well, with the Nats also winning. And that, of course, everybody loves to jump and become a fan, jump on the bandwagon when a team is winning.
George, the state of the union when it comes to DC sports?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's always going to be a Redskins town, no matter how many other franchises win. And I think you're right. I agree with Jonathan. It's going to be a sports city, but I think that it's always going to be a Redskins town, no matter what. It's been that way. It's going to be that way, especially now with Robert Griffin III. And if this team actually seems to actually have a plan in place and could actually start winning in the future. But I think the city can support other winning franchises. Caps have sold out nonstop for the past few years. We saw when the Wizards were making the playoff run under Eddie Jordan.
And even under Michael Jordan, they sold out for two straight years.
Two straight years. And it is a basketball town. You're absolutely right about that. And the Nationals win the NL East title. You're going to see those baseball fans, too. They're new baseball fans, but I think the city can support multiple winning franchises, but I still think it's always going to be a Redskins town.
Let's take it team by team. And I save the Wizards for last.
Well, that's where they are. They are last.
State of the Wizards.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea. After seeing the trade we saw yesterday, I have no idea what direction this team is going. I would love to see a plan. Can you help me?
that was a trade that's a head-scratcher. Basically, they feel it was addition by subtraction. I still like some of the pieces. I think Nene is a top 10 center in this league, only because there aren't that many centers left in this league. Also, with Emeka Okafor, you got to like John Wall, Bradley Beal. What they need, though, to make them a contender is a scoring forward. They need a go-to guy. They don't have a go-to guy at this point.
I would like to see them, instead of getting rid of contracts now and signing D-League guys and guys that wouldn't start any other team, you know, why don't they start packaging some of those guys, getting maybe some draft picks? Okay, I know you're sick of hearing about draft picks, but I have no idea what direction they're going in right now.
And I don't want people to think I forgot the DC United.
They wouldn't think that.
DC United was one of the few playoff teams last year, one win away from going to the MLS Cup. I love the job that Ben Olsen has been doing with this team. And I think why not? You could probably say DC United has a chance, has their goal for this year to go to the championship game as well.
George? They do, yeah. They bounce back in the playoffs. Ben Olsen is a player's coach. He played on this franchise. He was on the franchise when it was at its height, and now he looks to take it back. And that last year was a big step for them.
Gentlemen, who wins the title this year?
In DC?
Yeah. Which Nationals. Team will take it home?
Nationals.
In 2013?
2013.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Nationals as well.
That's WTOP sports reporters George Wallace and Jonathan Warner.